guys. Welcome to the morning commute. Brian McCumber here, Tech Money Talks. On Instagram Live. Hold on, let me say goodbye to my wife. So usually she catches me on the way. Alright guys, yeah, the morning commute on my way to my technology career. And been doing it for a long time. It's actually been my own consulting business for a long time. Been thinking about that. Been thinking, kind of reminiscing about the start, you know, how I got started and how to help other people get started too, and not just in the career, but then also in the business. And I was even thinking back, I mean, it's how I got started in my business. So this was back towards the end of the dot-com boom. And at that time, and probably half of you may not even remember, so, you know, the market hit a recession and companies were going through layoffs. I had a good friend of mine. He worked for a telecom company. I won't mention the name, but it has two T's in it. So you might guess what it is, but I mean, they had a report where they laid off, I can't remember, it was like 3,000 or 4,000 people just all at once. And he told me, you know, he had a wife, you know, two daughters, and he reached out to me and he's like, you know, Brian, I'm not finding another job. And he was from France, and he said, I have this connection in France to sell GSM cell phones at wholesale. And this is way back then, so I want to say this is maybe about beginning of 2000, I want to say. And he basically said, I have a connection to sell, to get wholesale of GSM cell phones, and I want to sell them here in the United States. Can you build me an e-commerce site? Now, back then, you know, like I said, this was the dot-com boom. I was creating e-commerce apps, so he asked me, can I create him one? Today, it wasn't as easy as today, where you could just, you know, you want to start a business, you want to sell something quickly, any product, you could literally launch it point and click within an hour or minutes, I'd say. It's that easy now. But back then, you actually needed a developer or a web, you know, designer, somebody who was technical to do it. So he reached out to me because he knew me from previous projects, and I said, yeah, sure. And so I created the e-commerce site, and sure enough, it started to work for him. You know, I started to see orders, and you know, he's selling to retail shops, so all of a sudden there was like, you know, 100 Nokia orders of this, 250 Ericsson phones of that, and this was back then, so it was like, you know, these flip phones, and, you know, way before the smartphones, it was like flip phones, and he was getting orders, and it became a success, so, and it grew to the point where, you know, this then became his livelihood, that e-commerce site, something that I created, and then after that, he eventually saved his money, opened his own cell phone retail store, and then opened a second one, and then opened another one, and moved to Los Angeles, and been doing very well since then. But the impact on me was, you know, wow, something that I could create with my technology skills actually impact his life. So, you know, it became his livelihood, and not only that, it became, you know, like a business, you know, so that was a business transaction that he paid me to do that, and that's what sort of started my business venture, that I could do this for others, because it was rewarding, you know, taking something where he had an idea, you know, he's like, hey, Brian, I want to start this business, I have this connection, I want to sell this, can you build me so that I could sell online? And I did that, and I started to do that for others. And since then, I helped out over well over 100 different companies, you know, with e-commerce apps and things like that. So it's, but I'm thinking back to the start, like how I got started, and it was a really cool feeling, fulfilling. That you can use technology, you can use your skill set, and you can create things. And at that time, so I was building up, you know, that IT company, and yeah, it became a really good success. Had a lot of other work for other people to do, salespeople and all that stuff. So just wanted to share that as far as, you know, my story getting started. I'm thinking back, like, how I got started and how can I help other people with their own venture. Now, like I said, back then, this was during the dot-com boom, the tools that are available today were not available back then, and that's where you needed somebody with tech skills to help get you to that point. But now, man, if you want to launch a business, it's literally point and click, and not even within an hour, I'd say within minutes that you could start something. It's just amazing. So that's why I'd say, you know, step number one, if you don't have that career yet, I'd say, you know, first get yourself a good solid career, a good earned income is what I call it. And then step number two, get your side hustle going and start working on your passive income and start building your numbers up. So there's so many opportunities there, but the real key is just getting started. And I've been thinking about that because I want to put together, you know, some real helpful information, how to get people started. This story that I just shared with you, you know, yeah, I mean, it was impactful to me because when I realized that, you know, wow, something that I could create became this person's livelihood for their family and so on. I think, and then I turned that into, I could do this for so many others. Now, hopefully, if you can see, my passion has changed, you know, that I've done technology, still do technology. It's not about the money at this point. It's more about giving back. And like I said, I've been giving back by teaching people how to code and the code.org movement and things like that. But I ended up seeing that people who learned to code, you know, they wanted to learn the skill set to actually make money and most likely to get a job. And that was a first roadblock that most of the people hit, and then they give up. So I saw that as an issue and a gap. And like I mentioned in previous posts that, you know, there was a Harvard Business School case study that actually validated my feeling that there's a real issue in the industry. There's a gap. There's not enough people skilled to fill the demand that's needed. Now, on the flip side, it's good for a person like me. If you're already tech skilled, hey, you know, make the most out of it. You're getting huge rates and you're called sometimes a unicorn, right? Which is a cool feeling because there's very few of you there. But I'm also at the point where, you know, I want to give back. I want to see other people that could take advantage of the opportunities that exist today. And I think part of it is, number one, is that there's people out here that don't know that they don't know. They don't know that the opportunity even exists. Number two is that they don't even realize that they can do it. They'll assume that the thing that goes behind this technical device, man, you have to be, you know, really smart, genius to build that, and I don't know what goes on behind there. And they could learn that. And they make the assumption that they can. So breaking through that barrier is number two. And then number three is just basically showing them how, right? So showing them how to do it, and putting together that roadmap. So hopefully my message is coming across. I'm actually, you know, working on things. I got so many things in the air and taking it one day at a time, trying to hustle and grind, crush it. I'm reading, like I mentioned during the Rise and Grind, reading that book, Crushing It. So I'm pushing myself harder so I can reach more people, get a solid message out there that people can relate to. But the other thing, if you're listening, you know, share this with somebody who needs it, you know, tag somebody in the comments, and yeah, I'd say, you know, just share it and give me your feedback. If, you know, if I'm on message, let me know if I'm on message. If I'm off message or want to hear about something that I haven't talked about or maybe touched only partially on, then let me know about that too. So, all right, I'm on my way to my tech career, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. All right, guys, peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.